know, I'm thinking about letting Emma have her first cookie.
Her first cookie? She has cookies all the time.
I've never given her a cookie.
Have you?
No. Oh, and for the record, I've also never given her frosting from a can.
Hey, Rach, the adoption agency needs letters of recommendation, and we were wondering if you would write one for us.
Of course, I would be honored.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I think there's been an oversight.
Sure, we would have asked you. We just thought you wouldn't be interested.
Yeah, it's just that we don't think of you as really being so much with the words.
Wait.
Clearly, we were wrong.
Look, I got a lot of nice stuff to say about you guys, okay? And I know how much you want to have a baby, and I would love to help you get one.
You know what? Enjoy, we want you to do it.
Thank you. All right, let me see how I'm going to start.
Dear baby adoption decider people. So excited about your letter.
Hey.
Hey, wow, don't you look nice?
Yes, I do. Today's Mike and my 1 year anniversary.
Oh, was it the anniversary of your first date? Your first kiss? First time you had sex?
Yeah.
So, you must be going somewhere fancy to celebrate.
Next game.
Aren't you a little overdressed?
Hey, you know what? I've never had a 1 year anniversary before, so no matter where we go, I'm wearing something fancy pants, and I'm going to put on my finest jewelry, and we're going to have sex in a public restroom.
You guys do that? Chandler won't even have sex in our bathroom.
That's where people make number two.
No one told you life was gonna be this way. The job shows the truth, the love not be your way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it happens in your day, we must be your hero. But I'll be there for you.
Hey.
So, you know, I have a little time if you want to.
I'd love to, but I really have to grade these papers.
Fine. I'll just shower by myself.
Beep.
Ross, you gave a fee to a Pottery Barn catalog.
Well, it had some good ideas. Take off your shirt. Damn it.
Rachel, open up. It's your sister. I have to talk to you.
Hi, Amy.
You're not Rachel.
Still Shopper's Attack. Charlie, this is Rachel's sister, Amy. Amy, this is Charlie.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Hi. And you are?
Ross, I grew up on your block.
Mm.
We had Thanksgiving together last year. I had a baby with your sister.
Did I buy a falafel from you yesterday?
Yes, you did. Hi, Rachel. Here's your sister, Amy. She thinks I need pec implants.
Amy, hi. Oh, wow, you remember Joey?
Yeah, hey, sure. The Days of Our Lives guy.
That's right, yeah.
You are not good.
Always nice to meet a fan.
So now, what are you doing here?
Well, I have huge news.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. Let me just check on the baby.
Wait, this is important. Can't Ella wait?
Her name is Emma.
Why did you change it? Ella was so much prettier.
What do I know? I just sell Middle Eastern food from a cart.
Hey, your English is getting better.
Oh, my God.
I know. She may be the hottest girl I've ever hated.
What you working on?
Oh, Monica and Chandler's recommendation. I want it to sound smart, but I don't know any big words or anything, so...
Well, why don't you use your thesaurus?
What'd I just say?
Watch. Here, you highlight the word you want to change, mm-hmm. Go under tools, and the thesaurus generates, it gives... gives a whole list of choices. You can pick the word that sounds smartest.
Oh, my God, that's great. I'm smart. No, I'm brainy, bright, clever. I love this thing. Look out, ladies. Joey Tribbiani's got the whole package.
So beautiful. Oh, I know, isn't she? No, I was talking about your bedding. All right, what's your news, Amy? Oh, well, I'm getting married. What? Oh, my God!
To who?
This guy. He has a killer apartment. And it's on 5th. And the elevator opens up right into the living room.
No, what's he like?
Oh, he's okay. Do you remember my old boyfriend, Mark?
Yeah.
It's his dad.
Huh. Wow, so he's got to be
old? Yeah. But he travels a lot, so he's hardly ever there.
Sweetie, I gotta tell you, it sounds a little bit like you like the apartment more than you like
Myron. Yeah, I told you he was old.
Sit down. Oh, honey, you know, I once also almost married somebody that I didn't love. Do you remember Barry?
Remember him? How we used to make out all the time after you went to sleep.
Sometimes just nodding is okay. But anyway, listen, not marrying Barry was the best decision that I ever made. I mean, Amy, you deserve true love. Your soulmate is out there somewhere, someone that is your age, that is smart, that is fun, and that you care about.
You're right. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to marry Myron and keep looking for Mr. Wright.
Okay.
Okay, let's keep talking. Excuse me. Anniversary. Excuse me. Anniversary. Yeah. Sir, could you move your nachos? They're in my seat. My anniversary. Here we are. Can't believe it's been a whole year.
I know. This has been the best year. This has been the best year of my life.
Me too. I never thought I could love someone this much.
I feel the same way.
You're so generous and kind, and you're amazing in bed. It's our anniversary.
Knicks fans, please turn your attention to the big screen on the scoreboard. Someone has a special question to ask.
Wow, how lame. Oh, it's so tacky and impersonal.
Really?
Oh, it's the worst way to propose.
Excuse me.
Hey, this is my recommendation.
Here.
And I think you'd be very, very happy. Longest I ever spent on a computer without looking at porn.
I don't, understand.
Some of the words a little too sophisticated for you.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, of course it does. It's smart. I use the thesaurus.
On every word?
Yep.
What was
this sentence originally?
Oh, they are warm, nice people with big hearts.
And that became, they are humid, prepossessing homo sapiens with full-sized aortic pumps.
Yeah, yeah, and hey, I really mean it, dude.
All right, Joey, I don't think we can use this.
Why not?
Well, because you signed it, Baby Kangaroo Triviani. Hey, why don't you stop worrying about sounding smart and just be yourself?
You know what? You don't need a thesaurus. Just write from here. Your full-sized aortic pump.
Amy, hi.
I took your advice. I left Myron.
Oh, good for you.
I know. I'm Erin Brockovich.
Yes, you are. Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
So can I stay with you?
But Erin Brockovich had her own house.
Oh, look who's back.
Why do you have bags? Rich, why do you have bags?
Well, I'm staying with you guys.
What?
We're going to be roomies.
Come on.
Slept out here?
Well, Amy kept kicking me in her sleep, yelling, Myron, get off!
But we're getting rid of her, right? Rach, please tell me we're getting rid of her.
Joey, I can't do that.
Oh, come on. Last night I was finishing off a pizza, and she said, a moment on the lips, forever on the hips. I don't need that kind of talk in my house.
Joey, look, I know that she's difficult, but I think it's really good that she's here.
Because we'll appreciate it more when she's gone?
No, it's just, look, you know, when I first moved to this city, I was a lot like her. I was spoiled, self-centered, and you guys really took care of me.
Yeah, Monica made us.
Whatever, I really appreciate it, because I don't think I would be the person that I am today if it wasn't for you guys. So, you know, I want to help Amy. Well, you guys helped me, and I know it's going to take patience, but that's okay. Good morning.
Yeah.
Amy, that's what I was supposed to wear today. That's why I hung it on the door. Oh, sweetie, you can't pull this off. Amy, you know what? I was thinking that maybe now would be a good time for us to sit down and, you know, talk about your future.
Oh, I can't, honey. I'm going to go get my eyebrows shaped. I am not happy. Sure you want to eat that?
I'm curvy, and I like it.
Hi. I just had the worst anniversary ever.
I doubt that. Tell her about us last year.
Oh, well, I bought Chandler a $500 watch, and he wrote me a rap song.
Seriously? Word.
Well, mine was worse than that.
Well, what happened? We were at the game, and this guy proposed to his girlfriend on the big screen thing.
Oh, that is so tacky.
Well, that's what I said. But it turns out, Mike was planning on proposing to me that same way last night.
Oh, my God. Oh,
Mike was going to propose?
Maybe that's huge.
What, do you want to marry him?
Yeah, I really do. Yes, but after I dumped on the way he was going to propose to me, I don't think he's ever going to ask again. I mean, I said no in Barbados, and now this.
She's right. If I were a guy and... Did I just say, if I were a guy?
Maybe you don't need him to propose to you. Maybe you could propose to him.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Isn't that a little desperate?
I proposed to Taylor. All right, moving on.
Well, I don't think it was desperate. I think it was amazing.
Thank you. Well, do you think I should propose?
I think it could be kind of great.
Absolutely. You'll love the feeling. There's nothing like it.
Okay. Okay, so how should I do it?
How about at a game on the big screen?
Oh, how about at a Foot Locker?
What? Well, he obviously thinks that's a nice way to be proposed to. Plus, he'd never suspect it.
Yeah, that does make sense. Okay,
now would you two like that?
Sounds good to me. But what would a guy think?
Anna's on the phone.
Wow, that's interesting. Since she died 7 years ago.
She did? Who got her condo in Boca?
It's our nanny.
Hi. Oh, God, I hope you feel better. Okay, bye.
That's Molly. She's sick. Can you watch Emma today?
No, I can't. I had back-to-back classes. Did Molly say what she had? Because my throat's been hurting.
Menstrual cramps.
I don't think that's what this is.
Can any of you watch Emma?
Sorry, sweetie.
No, I've got work, and then I'm proposing.
Shoot, what are we going to do?
Well, I can do it.
Well, actually...
Laura, can I talk to you for a second? I do not want her babysitting our child.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, she keeps calling her Ella.
Ella's a nice name.
Fine, we'll call the next one Ella.
What, the next one?
Okay. I don't want her watching our baby.
I am trying to help her become a better person. This is a huge breakthrough for her. She just offered to do something for another human being.
I don't know.
Ross, I'm telling you, she's giving up getting her eyebrows shaped to do this, all right? Do you understand how important that is in our world?
Listen, I couldn't help but overhear, because I was trying to. Listen, let me do this. I really want to help you guys out, and plus, Rachel's been so wonderful to me.
Absolutely.
Oh, great. So how much does it pay?
Hey, Joe, how's the second draft of the letter coming?
Great, I'm finished. In fact, I just dropped it off the agency.
You dropped it off?
Yeah. Can we read it? Can you print out another copy?
No, can do, amigo. No, I didn't use the computer. It felt more personal to handwrite it.
You handwrote it?
Yeah, and don't worry, I didn't try to sound smart at all. See you later.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that letter is going to go in our file. We're never going to get a kid. No, we're gonna be one of those old couples that collects orchids or has a lot of birds.
It's okay. It's okay. You know what? I will just call the agency and tell them to throw out the letter.
Okay, good.
Hello, this is Chandler Bing. Somebody just dropped off a handwritten recommendation letter and... Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, we're screwed, aren't we? You know what? Just tell me on the way to the bird store.
They loved it.
What?
They thought it was very smart of us to have a child write the recommendation letter.
They thought Joey was a child?
She guessed 8, 9 based on his drawing.
Hi.
Hey, what'd you guys do today?
Ella wanted to go out, so we went shopping and got some sushi.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, not really. Babies are dull.
Hey, how the hell's my girl?
I'm fine. And I got you a present for letting me stay with you. Ready?
Yes.
Ta-da!
You pierced her ears?
Does it make her nose look smaller?
You pierced her ears? How could you do this without telling me?
Well, if I had told you, then it wouldn't have been a surprise, now would it?
I think she looks cute. But I am wrong.
Oh, my God. Here comes Ross. He's going to flip out.
Why? Did something happen to his falafel cart?
Oh.
Hey, guys. Ross.
Hi, Emma. Oh, why is she wearing her hat so low? She can barely see.
I don't really want her to see.
Why not?
Well, because there's so many terrible sights in this world.
Like war. Or that thing in Joey's refrigerator. Remember? It was in a milk carton, but it looked like meat.
There, come
on.
There she is. Hi. What?
Nothing.
Hi. What? Please tell me those are clip-ons.
Oh, they're real.
Did she do this to her?
I told you we shouldn't have left Emma with her.
I know, and you were right, Ross. Okay, you are so irresponsible. I am never letting you babysit ever again. Hey, you know what? This kid needs me, okay? She needs to have a cool, fun aunt.
I'm a cool, fun aunt.
Okay.
Monica can be cool and fun at organized indoor projects.
I can't believe this. All I wanted to do was help you try to figure out what to do with your life, and this is how you repay me?
Well, I don't need you to help me because I already know what I'm going to do with my life.
Oh, yeah? Since when?
Since today. I am going to be a baby stylist.
What?
That's not a thing!
Well, it should be. I'm going to help babies learn how to accessorize, what colors to wear, what clothes are slimming.
Babies don't care if they're slim!
Enter Amy.
Amy, I just wanted...
What are you going to do?
No more falafel for you!
Why do you keep looking at the screen?
I'm not. I'm praying. Please let the Knicks win. Thank you, Thor. Where are you going?
I'm just going to go to the bathroom.
Well, I think you should wait.
Why?
Well, if you don't hold it in, you don't get all the nutrients.
Knicks fans, please turn your attention to the big screen on the scoreboard. Someone has a special question to ask.
Mike Hannigan, will you marry me?
Get a load of this. She's proposing to him. Yes, we know who wears the pants in that family.
That's not very enlightened. Hey!
Hello? Yeah, this is Joey Tribbiani.
Oh, hi.
Well, I'm glad you liked my letter. No, my mommy and daddy aren't home right now. Okay, bye-bye. She was nice.
Joey, get Amy's bag. She is moving out.
Woo-hoo! You're kicking me out?
You put holes in my baby's ears.
Yeah, well, at least now people will know she's a girl.
I can't believe I ever even tried to help you. You are so beyond help.
You know what? Ever since I've got here, you have been nothing but negative.
Excuse me?
You didn't want me to marry the old guy with the great apartment. Then I try to help your daughter de-emphasize her flaws. And suddenly I'm the bad guy?
Joey, where are those bags?
She has them on the ground!
You know what? When I moved in here, I thought, this is going to be so great. Just us sisters back together again like when we were kids, except without that stupid Jill. Oh, who has gotten fat, by the way?
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Mom said she gained like 15 pounds.
Pinch those eyes.
Ass and face.
Oh. Oh, my God. I thought she was on Atkins.
She was. Carbs found her. See, this is what I wanted. Two sisters talking about real stuff.
Oh, I can give you that.
You can?
Yeah. I kept trying to make you a better person, but you're already a pretty perfect version of what you are.
You gotta admit, Emma does look cute.
Did you just say Emma?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ella. Sis, you want to go bring Jill some pasta?
Oh, Amy, now that's just wrong.
Her true weakness is garlic bread.
That woman at the game didn't know what she was talking about. Mike, obviously you have balls.
Please, let's just forget the whole thing.
I would love it. Consider it forgotten.
Thank you.
But just so you know, however and whenever you decide to propose, I promise I'll say yes. Whether you know, it's at a basketball game or in skywriting or, you know, like some lame guy in a cheesy movie who hides it in the cake. It's in the cake, isn't it?
Where else would lame Mr. No-Balls hide it?
What's the matter with me? Why do I keep ruining this? I'm sorry.
No, it's my fault. I keep trying to propose in these stupid ways, and all I want to do is tell you that I love you, and that I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And I'm going to do this now.
Oh, my God.
Phoebe,
wait. Oh, no.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Phoebe, I love you. Someone else in the world I would ask to marry me 3 times. But I want to take care of you, have babies with you, and grow old with you. Phoebe Buffay, will you marry me?
Yes.
I love you.
I love you more.
Not possible. She's going to be Mrs. No-Balls.
So how's the baby styling business going?
Not that great. It's almost as if people don't want to hear that their babies are ugly.
That's shocking. It's Ross. Hey, Ross. Hello, Ross. He's rude.